This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
It's 9:03 on the Tuesday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News Round. It's the eve of the 44th annual Greater Jacksonville Kingfish Tournament. 44 years benefiting the community through Jacksonville Marine Charities. And it's so cool to have it back yet again and to have the director back again as well, as Mel Hammack joins us live in studio. Do you get excited this week leading up to the annual Kingfish Tournament? Talk right into that microphone there,
yeah,
Mel.
All of us at the ViStar Greater Jacksonville Kingfish Tournament are very excited right now. This is a couple of big work days for us getting set up. We've got events all this week, all next week. So we're out there sweating it and putting it all together. So all of our anglers and folks who like to come out and see some fishing can join us.
What all goes into these last few days? Kind of take us behind the scenes right now.
Right now we're in the midst of setting up the site. So that's like all of our tents, getting our bar set up, getting our weigh-in set up. We actually shut down a parking lot in a couple of days for all of our vendors. We shut down the whole park, as a matter of fact. So it's a lot that goes into it, a lot of people involved all year long, really. But this is where it starts to peak.
And why don't we start with the charitable impact, because you all have been able to make a deep impact on a lot of great charities in our community. Last year, one of our communities closest to our heart here at WOKV, the Child Cancer Fund, which we've been doing the Carathon. This will be our 10th year doing Carathon. We're expanding to 2 days, but your deep impact in the charitable community is just out of this world with the amount of money that you've been able to give.
Yeah, I always like to remind people that not only do we run this great fishing tournament and has such an impact on so many things in this area, we also get the chance to help some families. Child Cancer Fund, I know one of your favorites, that we get to meet those family members. We bring them out fishing later in the year on our dock, and some others as well, Down Syndrome Group. And we try to give them an outlet for the family. So we think that's pretty cool. It's a favorite of actually many of ours to be involved with the kids.
Walk us through how the week is progressing this week. When does the real fun and activities and a lot of the public stuff begin? As this is a multiple day, a 10-day tournament ultimately, but each day kind of has a different theme and schedule. Obviously, you can go to kingfishtournament.com and you can see the entire run of the schedule.
Yeah, something new this year. We've added another little layer. We're going to do a beach kickoff on the 13th. So that's a beach limited type tournament. You can only go 3 miles out. North and south boundaries remain the same. We think that this opens it up for a lot of the fishermen who maybe don't have the big boats, like we were just talking about. You know, safety is a thing. So they'll be watching the weather. They'll stay closer in. It's a little easier for them. It's very family oriented for folks who want to get out there. And then we'll fold into our junior offshore tournament. That's a complete offshore tournament for them. And as well on the general tournament on Friday, the 19th, that's the big one. That's where they're shooting for the 28-foot contender. So that's the super prize that everybody's after there.
What's the biggest one you ever caught?
A kingfish? Yeah. Probably in the 40s, I think it was.
Was that just off here?
Yes, it was here in Jacksonville. Actually, last year we hit a tournament record of a 57.75 king, which is huge.
54? 5'4"?
57.
57. So, it's incredibly big.
So that's it's not the biggest in Florida, but it's very large for this area.
It's almost bigger than I am. Almost.
So we'll see if they can do that again.
That's incredible. We talked about safety because Sunday that crew of five guys who were on a fishing vessel, I think it was 11 miles offshore Mayport, were rescued by the Coast Guard. Thankfully, all were safe. They were on top of their overturned vessel. And the thing that saved them beyond the quick response, and there were some other fishermen in the area who kind of stayed around them, but indeed the thing that saved them was the life preservers. And we heard their story that while not everyone was wearing them initially when they were starting to sink, that was when everyone grabbed them. The value of preparation, whether you're going offshore or whether you're going to be in the intracoastal, any one of our creeks or the river, highly valuable.
Absolutely. Even our volunteers on the docks are required to wear, you know, PFDs when they're on the dock side. So we stress that safety. We talk about it all the time. All of our captains meeting cover that. So, you know, we like to point that out. Bad day for them. I'm glad everybody came through well. Yeah. But, yes, we all got to be careful. We all got to watch that weather, listen up to what's going on out there, and prepare appropriately.
How will the weather impact events and the run of events at the Kingfish Tournament? We're into the wet season. Rain is one thing, but lightning would be another issue.
Yes, lightning. We're all going to take cover. We're all kind of lightning shy for the most part because we got a lot of metal out there under tents and stuff. But as far as the tournament goes, you know, it'll rain. We'll go in. We'll come back out. We'll continue on. Fishermen, they're not afraid of rain. So, they, you know, if it's not a nor'easter or a hurricane, they're going to do it. So.
I love it. And the junior anglers, and Christine, you haven't seen it yet, but you see some of these kids reel them in. Oh, my gosh, is it cool. Walk us through the junior angler tournament. And that really is kind of the thing that I know you love to talk about, Mel.
Yes, yes. I welcome all of you to come out, as a matter of fact, because to see those fish come in bigger than the kids, like you were talking about a second ago, and see their smile, and it's like, they're in the Super Bowl, you know, up there. Everybody's looking at them. Everybody's taking pictures of them. They're in front of this all this cool looking stuff. It's all over the place, and they get to share that with their friends later and have some bragging rights.
If you can plant a seed of fishing for a young kid, I mean, you can really have a lifelong love there. And I mean, you talk about a deterrence to things like what are they doing during the summer months? Are they hanging around with friends that they shouldn't be hanging around with? I mean, what has fishing meant to this community at a young age for those who have started at a young age?
Well, it actually, if you think about it, when they first come out, it's just fun. They're kind of feeling their way around. But later, as you progress into this, you're talking about taking care of our environment, all of our marine habitats, and that's something we stress as well. But preparation. Preparation goes into fishing. You just don't walk out with the bait and hit the water. You know, you've got a lot of little pieces, so it's organization, it's research, if they really start getting into it. And it takes up that time and keeps them busy doing that rather than other things.
Patience, too.
Yes, patience can be part of it, yes.
Stupid question. Do they eat the kingfish when they're done with them?
Yeah, kingfish are edible. The kingfish that we take in, actually, once they weigh that fish, it's ours. And it goes to market. And all that helps turn around and come back to our charity, which then we can help other charities in the area. So nothing goes to waste. We encourage them to actually bring in extra fish. And we give away some prizes for that as well. So we just, it's pretty good stuff. There's certain ways to cook it that help, you know. It's a very gamey kind of fish. So soaking it in buttermilk, putting it on the grill, marinate it and putting it on the grill is a very popular.
Anything soaked in buttermilk is pretty good. You can take a sock and soak it in buttermilk.
Well, okay, you can have it on.
A little gamey, right?
It's a little gamey.
Hey, you mentioned Vistar. This is a big partnership that y'all have been able to partner with Vistar and the Vistar Foundation. How impactful is it to have that kind of connection with some of the local businesses to keep something like this going on? Because this is a charitable thing. I mean, right. You're not necessarily out there making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year doing this thing.
No, Vistar has been very good. Of course, this is a transition for them this year into this. But all the other businesses as well, we've had sponsors that have been with us from the get-go. And so many to name, but there's some great ones in the area. Like I said before, it impacts because it impacts the fishing industry. It impacts the boating industry. It impacts any kind of outdoor activity almost is going to be circled around the fishing. So, fuel is a big deal. We're always watching fuel prices as we approach this. Circle K came out with a great little discount for our fishermen for the ethanol-free gas, so they can go online and on our Facebook page and get some information on that. So, you know, all that plays into it. There's a lot of pieces that go into this tournament.
Fireworks back again this year?
Fireworks are back in partnership with the city of Jacksonville. That's super. So come out and hang out with us, make some new friends, hang around and watch the fireworks at the end. It's a fun evening after the awards.
All right, so while it's in its 44th year, some people who have lived here for decades may have never experienced it. And I also look at Christine, who's new to the community. What's the one or two days or things she needs to see to experience Greater Kingfish Tournament?
Well,
Mel,
if you want to see fish, pick one of the fishing days. Come out kind of in the middle of the weigh-in hours, and you'll get to see a lot of the fish come in. I'd say pick the junior day because I like to see the kids coming in. And then, of course, the general tournament days where you're going to see probably the biggest and the most fish probably come in. Awards day, you know, we have fun that day. We do a kids seminar. We have a kids zone out there for the kids to have some fun. We do our awards. We meet new friends. We have the fireworks at the end. It's all good stuff.
So you've just mentioned every day, so basically you just have to stay there the whole time.
It's hard to nail it down. When people ask me that, I'm like, okay, which day? Well, it depends on what you like, so... So I like the kids. That's my favorite day, probably.
Lastly, are you in need of volunteers? And if not, how does this come together with the volunteers? How impactful is that?
We have such a super core group of volunteers. They stick with us. It really, a lot of this goes on all year. I mean, we end this, we take a breath, and then we're right back into it. Right. And we're starting to plan, and we're starting to reach out to people. We do need volunteers. We still got some spots open, so please call the office.
What's that number?
It's 904-251-3011.
Say it one more time.
904-251-3011.
Okay.
And call and talk with them there. Vendors as well. We still got some spots open for some vendors. Talk to us about that as well.
Awesome. Look forward to it. It all gets going tomorrow and then really ratchets up from there. Full schedule is at kingfishtournament.com. You can link up as well in our spotlight at WOKV.com. Here's to hoping for great weather, big old fish, and a lot of money for charity. Mel
yes,
Hammack, good
absolutely.
To see you again.
Thank you for the opportunity again.
All right, Greater Jacksonville Kingfish Tournament in studio with us this morning on Jacksonville's Morning News. And we'll hope that the rain just stays inland a little bit more over the next several days. Keep the lightning about 20 miles inland. We're good with that. 9:14 on this Tuesday morning.